Our next presenter this afternoon is Gerard. He, of course, was the slot that I took this morning because he was sleeping. Lucky for us, some of us have to work all night. So Gerard Cremer is talking to us on BGP for Resilient Services, or A Journey to Manhood.
My name is Gerard Cremer. I'm from NetSpace Services. We're a small hosting co-location company, not to be confused with some guys who are riding our coattails in Australia. We just stole our name, don't know what's going on there. But they're giving us some really good press at the moment, and we're happy about that. So this is a slight detour from the normal sort of talk at NZNOS. I'm kind of new to networking in general. I'm not a network engineer. I'm technically stupid, which I will define later on as a term. And so I faced a few challenges coming into a world where I knew what I wanted to achieve within the company that I was running and how I wanted to achieve it, and then trying to do stuff and pretend that I knew what I was talking about along the way. But we've got to a point now where we're running BGP in an interesting way, and Nathan Ward's been helping me to do some even more interesting things. And some helpful engineers at places that didn't know I was technically stupid have helped me as well, which has been really, really good. So I just wanted to talk through the journey of going from small with single static route up to BGP and then BGP over multi-site and using OSPF to synchronize things. So I figured a lot of people here would already know a lot of that stuff, but the perspective hopefully will be slightly different. So a hosting provider, single site getting more, single static route. Oh, and it's my money, so I also want to be able to do multiple route stuff without having too many providers in one place and not having them cost too much money at any given point in time. So everything is relative. Around the technically stupid thing, there's a debate in my family about, it's been going on quite a long time, about when life actually begins. You know, when is someone, you know, when you're actually viable. And my father decided that you are an embryo becomes viable when it attains its first postgraduate diploma.
Very wise man.
So, but then my brother did an MBA, and so no one's too sure if that actually counts. But for me, I'm the black sheep of the family because I never actually... I went to university for a long time, and I never actually finished. So I am technically stupid, right? So it's very important to know because I'm not very good at finishing stuff. And the other thing that you need when you're going to do this sort of stuff and wing it is you need a very good excuse list. And some of the best ones I came up with was blame the fictitious underling, which works really, really well. So I don't know what happened there. The other guy, oh my God, what happened? I'll call you back in 5 minutes. And that worked really well several times. And the other one was faking an Atrix server fault, which worked very, very well. So you're just talking, you just go, and you hang up, and you fix it, and you call them back, and you go, oh, I don't know what happened there. Oh, is your end going? Yeah, good. My end's good. Good. So this is the beginning of our network. It was little. But thankfully, this was a bit of a lifesaver for me because Sibylink had a really good BGP config on their site. We could start doing BGP with Wix and with a single provider over a single interface. It was a really, really easy way to go. It was relatively cheap from other providers, and it was good. But we had a private AS. We didn't have our own. So the next step in the journey as you're growing is getting numbers of your own so you can get your own AS and your own numbers. And I don't know how many of you have actually been through this process. And once you've been through the process, you look back at the process and you say, that was such a logical process. But when you're at the beginning looking at it, you're like, where do I go? Ellie was fantastic. She was very, very helpful. And if it wasn't for her, I would still not have numbers. And membership was very confusing initially. I just gave my credit card number and said, okay. And it wasn't much. And then suddenly it was a lot the next year. I couldn't quite work that out. But if just a wee chip here, if Ian Teligo had been around then, I definitely would have employed their services because it was a learning curve. So then we got a little bit bigger, and we wanted some resilience. So we also decided that CityLink is a fabulous network, and it's very fast, and it's very cost-effective, and it's just not always there. So it's lovely, and we really like it, and you know, sometimes there's things that just happen on networks when they're big. So we separated off the Wix stuff and service provider VLAN to iHug, and then Telstra Clear Fibre to Telstra. So that was a big move for me because I had to try and get my head around lots of stuff that I hadn't had to know about before, like about path length being quite important. So that's deaggregation. Deaggregation for inbound is very, very helpful. On the outbound, I made a mistake. So if anyone is on this pathway, a mistake that I made is that I decided that mask length was a good way both ways. So I get routes from iHug, from a route server that's behind theirs. And now when I want to change things, I can't because I have to go through them because all my route links are too high, so I'll have to go back and put some of them here, so that's great. They can probably do it for me. Put me back to just a default route, and then I can use local prep for choosing my outbound preference, which would be a better way to go. When I was at this point, I did something really dumb. there's a thing called RP filter, which I guess Linux people will know, and Skippy will know it's called something else, reverse path filtering, which when you've only got a single interface isn't a big problem. And when you've got multiple interfaces, it is a big problem. So the people laughing probably just, the phone call goes and you're just talking on the phone to some customer and they're like, I'm trying to get to this place and it just doesn't work. And hang up and then go off and have a look and figure out that the packets are going out one way and then they're going around and they're coming back in the other way. But because we've got different interfaces here on this router, the RP filter is saying, no, that's not mine. I'm not taking that. And I'm going to drop it. So I called an old dear friend that I used to flat with, thinking that he would give me an awful lot of support and help in this issue. And he treated me with disdain and talked to me like a four-year-old for 10 minutes, which I probably justly deserved. But and he thought initially I had this problem called the Triangle of Doom, which is quite a complicated layer 2 problem where switches make noise on the network. But it turns out I had the Triangle of Stupidity, where I just turn off my... So RP filter is bad, and if you happen to use... the new version of Debian, when I upgraded some of our routers, I have to turn off every single interface that's in EDC SysControl. It's just driving nuts. You turn it off in one place and it just comes back on.
And it's the same for vSync config as well.
You turn off everywhere. Oh, I'm not doing any V6, I guess.
Next year I want to talk about how stupid you are.
Well, while we're small, we should probably get it in. But, so this is where we are now, and when I say now, I'm hoping to nab Nathan Ward before he gets too drunk tonight to finish off setting this up. So we're very, very close to having this going. So we have, we've also got icons in Wellington as well. And we've got a bunch down in Wellington and we're doing the same sort of thing. Now we've got an Auckland pop, we've just got a rack here, but we are building a room. So the plan for us is we're building rooms and we want to get to the point where we have network at the back that looks after all the stuff, a single connection out from each of the rooms out to the world. So that if that room happens to get cut off, their stuff still works. Anything else will go around the mesh as it needs to get in and out. It gives us redundancy, and if we lose any single link, everything continues to work. But the benefit of doing it the way we want to get to as opposed to the way we are now is that now we have low-cost providers, but then we also have like a high-cost, low-bandwidth provider that we assume will be more reliable and more likely to be there. But if we can get rid of those high-cost providers, we can bring our total cost of solution down as well as gaining some geographical diversity and some path diversity as well. So there is actually a sensible reason behind all the stuff we're doing, as well as it's an awful lot more fun than I thought it would be when I started. So now we've got OSPF, well, we will have OSPF on the loopback inside the routers going over a GRE tunnel. Eventually we'll lease a circuit once we know that it actually works. I'm assured it will. So we'll do that, and then the OSPF will take care of stuff that so we can get to 8 from Wellington and to Wicks from Auckland, which will all work out very, very well. So OSPF tells us internal reachability inside our network. I learned this yesterday and I'm reciting it very, very well, I hope. And the BGP, IBGP internally. The other thing about BGP is I read a whole lot of stuff about IBGP and EBGP, and it said when you use EBGP, this happens and that happens, and you use this and it knows how to do that, and then magically internally it knows how to do this and that. And I couldn't find the switch. It's like, how do I make it know that it's doing internal? Apparently you just use your own AS and it's all fine. It just works it out. So, if anyone's halfway through reading all that stuff, just stop. It's so easy. And the other thing is always peer passive on the external interfaces, especially if you're on the exchanges, because I've heard that can go bad. So this is our happy future place. This is where we want to be. We want to be Wellington with a few providers, Auckland with a few providers, a couple of other places. So they might be another site in Wellington, or it might be one in Christchurch or something else. But the thing we're going to get here, which we came to realise a little bit when we were looking for path diversity, when we were getting multiple carriers from a single site, is, Telecom Fibre, Telstra Fibre, FX Fibre, Cordia, I'm out. So you just sort of run out of transit, actual physical media providers through New Zealand. So it's going to be, and then we're going to have to run this bit in the middle on something, which I'm assured I need a VPLS for. Yeah, that's what I need. So that's...
Are there any
sounds about that? Yeah, that's right. I actually just formed Cordia people in 10 minutes. So we'll end up with a mesh in the middle. Hopefully we won't have to buy circuits for every single one of those. And then, so what happens here is that if this site gets cut off in some way, it can still serve its own things out. It's no longer advertising using IBGP, its numbers internally, so nothing's coming from anywhere else to get to it. And the OSPF will update really quickly. The BGP is, and it's fast. I mean, it's fast enough you don't have to get out of bed in the middle of the night. In the middle of the day when something happens, it's just slow enough that the phone rings a few times, as I'm sure you all know. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Sorry, call me back. Oh, it seems to have fixed itself. So some helpful things that I thought would be good for people if they are travelling down this pathway was the CityLink sample config, but they've changed their website and it's now ours and I couldn't find it. And the other place was the Cisco BGP tutorial stuff is really good. It's so easy to understand. And the other place that I found really, really helpful was Wikipedia. The definitions it has on that in English, I could understand what was going on. So that's me. Any questions? No? Good. Right, bye.
I'm sure Gerard will be soliciting inquiries from sales staff from various carriers at the completion of today's events.